The Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. This is the psalm of the man of sorrows. He talks about having sorrow. Sorrow in my heart every day, he says. So this is the psalm of the man of sorrows. And we can actually contemplate it as being the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the psalms are the words of Christ, you know. Remember how the apostle said, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. So the psalms are the words of Christ. He gave them, they're from him. But he also sung them whenever he was on the earth, and he prayed them in his life, and he knew them in the depths of his heart. And I believe he prayed this prayer and appropriated this prayer. And it is the way that we should think about this psalm, that these are the words of Christ on the cross even. The psalm's divided into three parts, two verses each. Verses 1 and 2, we have sad questions, the mournful part. And then in verses 3 and 4, we have petitions, bold petitions. And that's the praying part. And then in verses 5 and 6, we have confident assertions. And that's the rejoicing part. And so as we work through this psalm, it's mourning turned into rejoicing. And that's what happened at the cross. It's mourning, but it's turned into rejoicing. And that's what happens in our lives. It begins in mourning, but through grace and the gospel, it's turned into rejoicing. The Lord is the one who's able to turn our mourning into joy. And Messiah's mourning was turned into joy. You'll notice the sad questions. There are five of them. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? So these are questions that the Lord Jesus Christ asked. And this is a sinless one. And yet he's in a situation where he's saying to the Lord, how long will you forget me? How long do you hide your face from me? How long do I take counsel in my heart with sorrow, counsel in my soul with sorrow daily in my heart? And how long are mine enemies that are gathered around me as a great host? How long are they going to be exalted against me? Why is he in this place asking these sad questions? Because he's our substitute. He's in this place so that we'll not be forgotten by God and we'll not be forsaken by the Lord. He's in this place so that we won't have our enemies triumphing and exalting themselves over us forever. He's in this place for us sinners. And we know the story of the gospel, how that he came into the world and he suffered for our sins. He became the man of sorrows, that our sorrows might be removed. He bore our sins and he faced the curse, that it might be taken all away from us. We know the story. You see, he was in the fashion as a man, and he felt as a man on the cross, and he prayed as a man on the cross. We must never forget the true and holy humanity of our Lord Jesus. He really felt this, and he could ask questions like this. In fact, we know he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So he was in that dark place, the sinless one, asking these sad questions that we might never have to ask them through all eternity. But not only are there the sad questions, there are the bold petitions that the Lord, his God, would hear him and consider him. The petitions are two. Consider and hear me. and then lighten mine eyes. That's the other petition. So he asked for these things. Father, consider me. Oh, consider me. And then he prays, lighten mine eyes. You see, the eyes are about to close in death. They're not bright. The Lord's eyes aren't bright as he dies in our stead. The Lord's eyes weren't bright. They were heavy as he bore our sins. But he prayed this, lighten mine eyes. O Lord, bring a day when they'll be bright again. Bring a day when they'll open again. And there'll be no more sadness and no more darkness. Just light, an everlasting day. That's what he's praying for on the cross. Oh Lord, my eyes are heavy. I'm about to close them as I commit my spirit into thine hand. But lighten them. Lighten them sometime. Lighten them soon. Lighten them in the future. Then he gives reasons why they should be lightened. Two reasons. Lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am removed. Lord, lighten them because I'm not to sleep the sleep of death. I'm not to be held by death. I'm to arise from the dead. I'm not to sleep in death. Lighten mine eyes, awaken mine eyes. After this cross, after I'm moved, after I'm being shaken about on the cross, that's what he says here. Lest mine enemies, that those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. He's being moved, he's being shaken. He's being torn for our sins. But he says, Lord, raise me from the dead. Let mine eyes see light again. Let them see thine everlasting presence. Let me not sleep the sleep of death, the sleep of other men who die in the tomb and die in the grave. Let me not sleep that death. Let me rise. Let me rise. And let not mine enemies rejoice. Let them not triumph. Let my people triumph when they see that I'm risen. This is what this psalm's all about. It's messianic. His prayer was heard. His eyes were lightened. He didn't sleep the sleep of death. He was raised to the heavenlies, right into the light of presence of Almighty God, his Father, to sit at his right hand. His eyes are bright now. They're not cast down now. There's no darkness in his eyes now. There's no, as it were, curse to face now through those eyes. It's all removed. And now there's just light. Perpetual light, everlasting light, eternal light, the light of day and the light of glory and the light of his Father and the light and joy of having his people around him as they come into his presence one by one. And so there is this confidence then and at the end, these confident assertions. I've trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. And so he knows that even on the cross, he trusts in God his Father on the cross. He knows that he'll rejoice in this salvation that his blood purchases. He knows that he shall sing unto the Lord again. In the midst of my brethren, he says, I will sing praises unto thee. That's what he says to his heavenly Father. He's our elder brother, and he's a great singer, and he's the chief singer among us. And he sings. He says, I'll sing bountifully. I'll sing joyfully because you've dealt bountifully with me. And brethren and sisters, that's what we do. We trust. We trust in his mercy. We follow our elder brother. We walk in his steps. We trust in his mercy. We trust and we rejoice in the salvation of God that he's obtained. And we sing. And we sing bountifully. We sing joyfully. And we sing because of the bountiful goodness of God to us. He hath dealt bountifully with me. And you who are believing in Jesus, you'll have the same experience. He'll deal bountifully with you. He will. Just as he deals with his Son at his right hand, he deals bountifully with his Son. How bountifully the Son was received. How bountifully he was given the Holy Spirit. How bountifully he was set down at his own right hand on the throne of God. How bountifully he dealt with his Christ. The Lord have dealt bountifully with me. And he'll deal bountifully with us too. For the sake of his Son in whom we believe in. And who has had his body broken and his blood shed. For us sinners. That it might be so. The psalm of the man of sorrows then.